morning and thank you all, ladies and gentlemen. My clock measures 30 minutes past the hour, so we will begin our formal proceedings. We have a few housekeeping matters to discuss, so with apologies to those who may be listening to the transcript or MP3 later and who are in remote participation mode, I would like to remind people who are in this room today that we are having a working lunch, and to that end there is a menu going around the table for you to pre-order and pay for your lunch, which we will have sent over and organised to come back to us at an appropriate time for us to continue working through. We have a couple of additional meetings that are not listed in the ICAM meeting schedule. You should have these in your packs, and I think we should all take a moment to thank our staff for this great tool. It's been hugely, hugely helpful and I think greatly received by all of us. So thanks very much, Heidi and Matthias. That's been absolutely brilliant. Just so we know, we have a at-large new GTLD work group informal meeting with interested members of the GAC happening today between 12:30 and 14:00 in meeting room 106 on level 1. And the conversation in that very informal meeting is morality and public order. Go ahead, Evan.
I should take my name off the menu then, since I'm going to that. Yeah, okay.
Take your lunch with you. We have an informal Lacralo meeting on Monday the 8th of March to be held again in meeting room 106 on level 1. That will be running from 1500 to 1600 hours local time. We have a ABSDT work group meeting on Tuesday the 9th of March between 1530 and 1700 hours. In this room, Tafia, which is listed as minus one, but I think most people would call it lower ground, although I gather if you do get into a lift and push minus one, you will end up exiting somewhere out in the service entrance down there, but at least you're on this floor. The topics there will be discussion of draft texts for the rules of procedure, discussion of draft texts for statement of interest, and items for the next meeting, along with any other business. We have a at-large new GTLD work group meeting to be held on Wednesday, the 10th of March, from 1600 to 1700 hours in what seems to be now our room, meeting room 106 on level 1. The discussion there will be discussion of draft application guidebook version 3 and discussion of the EOI. So, Olivier, I trust you have had your ears prick up when you heard that as well. Thank you. And on Wednesday, between 12:30 and 2, we have the very, very important but never listed on the public schedule meeting between the ALAC and the regional representatives sitting around this table and the board. That is luncheon in the ballroom, Wednesday, 12:30 to 1400 hours, and we will continue our tabletop discussion that we started in Seoul, which is to look at how we, as an asset, the at-large community, can be better involved and better integrated into ICANN activities in a post-AOC world. That will be in the ballroom, and I'm afraid I can't tell you what level the ballroom is on. Heidi?
And it's one level up. We will be going every day. We'll be announcing that day's meetings.
Okay.
It's Wednesday at 12:30 to 1400 hours, 12:30 to 2 p.m.
Zavo. The name of the room is Zavo B.
Zavo?
Tisavo B.
Tisavo B. Tisavo B is the room. Any questions on the housekeeping that we've discussed?
Sebastian said it's not on our schedule, but apparently it's on the ICANN schedule.
So, Sebastian, use the microphone. I really can't. Go ahead.
Thank you, Cheryl. I've noticed the discussion about the EOI to take place on Wednesday. However, I shall appear on the panel on Monday morning to discuss the EOI, I would respectfully ask whether we would be able to have some time today to actually discuss it, perhaps towards the end of the session. Thank you.
I'm sure that would be something that Evan would be in absolute agreement with, and I think it's one of those key examples that we can use in this afternoon's work. Yes, go ahead, Alan. Can I just say these microphone sets are not going to be stretching to everyone. One to two is not going to happen. We've got Alan having to.
And I'm on a panel on the new GTLD's intellectual property issues. Tomorrow, afternoon, although I'm not 100% sure. So if there's anyone here who would like to give their input on what they think of the various documents that were released a few weeks ago on the specifically on the URS and Trademark Clearinghouse, I will try to factor those into my comments, which will otherwise be personal ones.
Thank you, Alan. Go ahead, Evan.
Alan, is that going to be any different from what you and Olivier have already done with the STI? Has there been any change since then, or is it going to be basically that?
Alan?
ICANN has issued their proposals for what will be included in the applicant guidebook, and so and they have made some changes, some significant, some not. So the question is there anything I should be saying in this public forum on behalf of other at-large people? In the absence of that, I'll talk on my own behalf. But there's a public comment period also out there for the next month. But this is one opportunity.
Further comments or questions on those two very necessary side conversations that we need to have between ourselves and both Alan and Olivier? Any questions about any general agenda items for today's one-day workshop? Any items other than the request that Olivia and Alan have put forward to be added to our agenda? And I would very much like to welcome those members of the remote participation community whose names are too small for me to read. So I have no idea who you are in the Adobe room, but welcome whomever you may be. If I see a little waving hand, hopefully sometime I'll be able to... I can sort of look across to a computer. Oh, that's even better. We are the world. We are one. We are everything. If for those in the remote participation, what's happened is the screensaver on the computer where the Adobe Connect room is has come on, and I'm looking at an image of the Earth from space. So while I think that's highly appropriate for at large, it does make it a little bit challenging for us to work the Adobe Connect room. Okay. For those of you who are going to be using our interpretation services, and if you haven't worked it out already, channel 1 is English, channel 2 is French, channel 3 is Spanish, and nothing will go through to the interpretation booths and come from the interpretation booths unless they go through these microphones. Okay? There is no mechanism other than these desk microphones for any information to go through the translation loop. Therefore, if and when we ever get the Adobe Connect room back up and functional, at least for us to view in this room, if someone has a question or wants to raise a matter and they either type it in the Adobe Connect room or use the Adigo bridge, even with the use of the Adigo bridge, one of us will have to read to the record so it goes via the interpretation loop. Therefore, I will rely on the native French and Spanish speakers around this table to act on behalf of any French or Spanish remote participants. I know that will add some time to our day and complicate our logistics, but the team here doing all the audio, visual and remote participation have worked really above and beyond the call of duty to try and get around this issue. We just have to make the best that we can with the equipment that we have. So do apologise. Everything will have to be read through to the record. Yes, Olivia.
Thank you, Cheryl. I noticed that on the meetings page there is also a chat room in addition to the virtual meeting rooms. Will that be used or will that not be used? And how can we make sure that if it is not being used, people will not use it. Thank you.
For that, I'm going to toss to, I think Matthias is the best one to answer that, but as I understand it, one is a low bandwidth equivalent of the other. Matthias, if you can find a microphone, which of course is extremely difficult, perhaps looming over my shoulder might work. Go ahead, Olivia, again.
Sorry, ask the question again. Yeah, I've noticed that on the meeting room, there are, on the meeting room page, there are two chat rooms. There's a virtual meeting room, which is on Acrobat, and there's also a chat room, which is seems to be a sort of a localized
chat IRC.
Room. Is it IRC? Okay.
Yes.
Will that be monitored as well?
Now, the problem is that the chat room, the IRC chat room that feeds into Adobe Connect, we can screen that on the, you can have that on the screen. But it is not possible to enlarge the font size, so it will be very difficult to read on this screen. So I will have a look at it from time to time. I have it on the other screen, so I will make sure that somebody is listening. But you won't be able to see it on the screen.
Okay. Is there a way to maybe sort of point people out onto the, every hour or something, send a message out for anyone who is in that chat room to perhaps use the other room instead?
I think that's excellent planning, but I think the other thing is we do need to make sure that one staff member at least, it looks like Matthias has lost that argument, he looks like he's the lucky winner on that one, needs to keep a weather eye out on that. Okay, in the absence of any other information or questions about the logistics and how we're going to be running our meeting today, we're going to begin with the first items on our agenda, the at-large review. Implementation, inclusive of micro-strategic planning, review of regional planning activities, and identification of intersections between the operating plan, financial year 11, and the strategic plan, 2010 to 2013, as well as the AOC. This is that information that most of you, as regional representatives, were asked to think about and bring. We were doing a round robin, looking from each of the regional perspectives as to what sort of planning and activities you believe we need to look at. What's the problem? Okay.
Is it caught up in other things?
Right. Okay, fine. Thank you. Is there any time required by the regional reps around this table before we start diving straight into this activity? Have you all had time to plan, think and consider? Okay, well then the very first thing we're going to do, and hopefully it's something that you've all appreciated being in your pack, there should be, and as a reference material for today's exercise, an A3 copy, which is absent from my pack, but that doesn't matter, an A3 copy of a simplified at-large improvements implementation outline. If it isn't, it's not in the packs? Okay, sorry, my error, it's not in the packs. You're getting a tablecloth of paper now. it's probably bigger than being able to see on the screen anyway, so many trees have been felled today to put this out. And we're going to be using this resource on pretty much the whole day. So this is our slightly modified master plan of the at-large improvements process. It lists the 13 improvement point items. And when you as a regional rep or an ALAC member are looking at the topic, this micro-strategic planning exercise, looking at regional activities and where things are going to intersect, if it can be linked to something we're supposed to do and the operational plan and the strategic plan, then that gives us a strong argument in terms of funding and budget requests. So, do we need any discussion or clarification while these papers are being handed out as to what the purpose of this morning's exercise is going to be? No? If not, I will ask if someone... I see no hands up in the Adobe Connect room. Is there anyone on the Adigo phone bridge who wishes to raise a question or make a comment? I assume silence is no. Would it be appropriate for me to give you all a few moments to have a brief look through this documentation? Is that the will of the meeting? Yes, go ahead, Sebastian.
Yeah, I have a more general question. It's because it's written as a link between what we have to do as at large, the strategic planning and the budget planning, and I already asked for that, but I don't know if we get any answer. I really would like to know what, from at large perspective, comments was included into the final strategic planning document, because when you compared to the draft strategic planning, it seems that nothing from at large were included, and that means that we can spend a lot of time working on trying to have regional activities. We need budget for that, and usually the answer from ICANN staff is say, if you want budget, you need to have that included into the strategic planning. And if when we make comments and strong recommendations, those comments are not taking into account in the strategic planning, then I don't know what we are doing on that matter. Then my first question, before to say that we are losing our time, I would like very much to know what was included from at-large comments into the strategic planning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian, and I don't think there's a single person around this table who is in any way, shape or form able to answer that question.
I can make the question.
Thank you. Banda, if you would like to just, to the record, let everyone know.
No, what I can do is just make the questions inside to Doug or Kevin and Doug in this matter. But I believe that is what they show probably is mostly the general marks for the budget, not the detail of that. And probably inside of the budget, we're going to have that. I haven't seen, but are you going to ask?
Thank you, Vanda. Alan?
I can appreciate that the specific line items are not in the strategic plan, but it would be useful for them to tell us, preferably in writing, that the things we identified have been incorporated or have not been, and if they have been, tell us which generic item, so that 6 months from now, when we go back and say we want to do something, when they say, where is it in the strategic plan, we can point to it. And to be quite candid, I appreciate Vanda taking the responsibility for asking those questions. We shouldn't have to go through our board liaison to get those answers.
Thank you, Alan. Very good points indeed. I see Tijani shaking his head in affirmation of those sentiments. Did you wish to speak, Tijani?
Thank you, Feriel. No, I wanted to second what Alan said, and I had exactly the same concern about the strategic plan and the comments we did. We worked long time on it, and we participated. So, if nothing is taken into account.
Well, of course, what we probably need to do is ensure that if we can find nexus, that strengthens our argument. And whilst I do understand and fear that in a budgetary restrained environment of the FYI11 financial year, what these regional and ALAC exercises will be seen as is somewhat a no-win game, that we will be going through a set of processes with a very small likelihood of financial backing and budgetary support. It's always good to have shown a year before you are successful why you've had the long-term planning and commitment for such activities. So I would like to encourage us, particularly the regional reps, to make the most of the opportunity that we can, but also to mention that on Thursday we will have Kevin Wilson in the room. and I gather that he has been forewarned about this question, and he has every opportunity to come prepared to answer it. So we may in fact be able to, if we highlight a couple of key areas, and so we've gone around our table this morning and drilled into regional requirements and global requirements, if we've got a smart looking shortlist plan of high level objectives, we may in fact have the best equipped person, Kevin, to show us exactly where the nexus is, where the intersection is between the current for view and review in community budget and the existing strategic plan. That said, Sebastian, we do recognise that it might be seen as a waste of our time, but do you have a proposal that's an alternate to what we should be doing with our time in this matter?
Unfortunately, no. It's Sebastian, sorry. Unfortunately, no. I think we need to try to do our best with what we are, but I think we need to say and to repeat it, and maybe I would like to ask the chair of the ALAC when she will make the speech about the ALAC work during this week, that this is an important item to be brought to the attention of the community, the ICANN community, and to the board, because we really are working with a quite difficult organization, the at-large one, and we will see during this week of work how many difficulty to have a board liaison, to have the all organization working, how it is difficult if we don't have feedback when we make work and hard work. And I agree with Tijani, it was hard work from all the region to do this comments on the strategic planning. If we don't have any feedback, it could be seen as a waste of time, and then we will have difficulty to involve the member of the ILSs, that it's our ultimate goal in that work, to participate in the ICANN arena. And that's something the ICANN board and the ICANN community need to know. But I have no other proposal than to be agree with you that we need to follow on our work today. Thank you.
Thank you. Opening the floor for any other comments on this particular matter. Then what I'd like to do is ask the meeting, based on the request from Sebastian for the report of the chair at the Friday morning meeting in our formal reporting to the community and the board. Is it your wish that one of the highlights that we discuss in that is not just our achievements and telling everybody exactly how much we've managed to do in our meeting, but also to indicate that there is a concern in the community that our voices are being sent out into the ether, and we trust they are being heard, and we hear informally, which I am happy to read to the record here, that, for example, those who were involved in all the strategic plan calls were absolutely astonished and impressed with the professionalism and degree of work put in by all the RALOs. Teresa and Kevin and everybody who were involved from the ICANN staff point of view, you know, have quite literally stopped me in the corridors and gone, wow, we had no idea of the depth of knowledge and involvement that was actually going on out there. So the fact that you're told informally is not good enough. You want it to be very, very clear that we would like a more formal and appropriate feedback where identification in major documents, such as the strategic planning document, whether or not things that our communities have put forward are accepted, rejected or denied, that at least they're recognised as having been considered. Is that the will of the meeting? Does anyone wish to disagree with that way forward? In which case, I will undertake to make sure that with the ExCom we have appropriate words and that is a read-out highlight, because you do realise the report we prepare at these meetings is much longer than the 3 minutes that we're allowed to have on stage. So It would be my belief, and I think reflecting of your views, that that's one of the features we need to make a statement of in public. And Vanda, if you can pick up that and suggest to them that the mood of this meeting was far from warm and fuzzy on this matter, I think that would be very useful. Anyone else wish to speak to this matter then? Okay. If not, then remembering that in our own at-large improvements implementation outline, there are a couple of clear places where much of what is going on in a ICANN strategic plan and any regional micro-planning has a nice fit. Things like education and engagement of ALSs. I suspect when we start our round robin in a few moments that much of what each region is interested in doing is this sort of outreach activity to educate and engage ALSs. Well, our mandate's clear. It's recommendation 4 from the at-large improvements process. We also recognise that under recommendation 3, the existing ALS, RALO and ALAC structure has been affirmed at least until our next review. So like it or lump it, disagree or otherwise, this is the model we have to make work, and we have to make it work better. That is going to involve resources. It certainly involves commitment. And again, in our round robin, I suspect that most of the regions will have things that will have a meeting point there. If we also look at the matters of translation and interpretation, there's been discussion in a number of the lists recently, certainly in Lac Ralo, where the matter of Portuguese being a very important language for the region has come up. I'm also expecting, and it's appropriate at this time, for those sorts of within-region-specific activities, plannings and desires might be brought forward to the table. So hopefully I've given enough people enough hints now that if I start alphabetically, will I go from the A's down or the N's back? Will we start with Naralo or Afralo? Backwards this time? Okay, let's go backwards this time. The round robin will begin with Naralo concepts. What I propose is, as many people will probably be doing me too, so I'd be very surprised if there weren't similarities in what most of the regions want generically. If we can capture those, Heidi, as global interest areas, and then have another column in our notes for anything that's specific. That might be particular meetings or something. So, Evan, I'm assuming, seeing as you've got your finger poised, it's you, not Darlene, that's going to bite this bullet. No. Right? No, no, okay, she's saying you're the one. Evan, go ahead, thank you. Sorry, just to note, Vanda has been dragged away by the board commitments. Thank you very much for joining us, Vanda.
I'll come back as soon as I can.
When they let you out.
Well, we have that at least at the end of the day we can meet again.
Yes, we very much look forward to that. And feel free to let the appropriate people know how happy we are about some things in this room. Okay, go ahead, Evan.
I guess I don't have much to say because it's already been said so many times before. We've had an outreach plan for 2 years. It was presented to Nick. It's been presented to other people. Basically, what we've wanted to do has been well known in terms of identifying meetings, things that we want to do, and effectively do outreach at low cost to ICANN, make heavy use of volunteers, get the word out, get new ALSs. There's not a whole lot more to add. We're working on. We've got people working on French and Spanish versions of the Urella brochure for use in North America, but that's about it. There's nothing new to add because if the old things haven't been done, then what's the point of thinking of new ones?
Okay, thank you, Evan. Sorry, Heidi, you just pinged me. Is that a time critical question? No. Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions other than rampant agreement from all of the other regional leaders, I suspect. Evan, we do, however, if we can just formally dust it off again and bring it out again and just put it in, not literally right now, but as a result of this meeting, we'll just table the same old stuff. Go ahead, Evan.
Well, I'm looking forward to Tim Cole's visit later today. While I've already promised not to dwell on old things, there definitely is a need to talk to them about moving forward and doing some things together and coming up with some ideas that will save cost, extend outreach, and perhaps leverage some of the work that IACAN is already doing in other areas.
Alan, go ahead.
Just a quick comment. Yesterday I heard a number of comments which map to, we learned a lesson in Toronto, we will not forget it.
Sure, that's music to our ears.
What the follow-through will be, I don't know. But
okay, for those in remote participation, Carlton has joined us. He's had a very traumatic trip getting here and has been held up all over the place. So there's much delight in the room to have Carlton join us. Go ahead, Sebastian.
The question of outreach, it's very important. It's one of the things I would have wished to have from the strategic planning to the budget planning and to the realization. But one thing we need to take into account and discuss very clearly with the people in charge of that, it's that 4 months outreach period about the new GTLD process will be a very good time for us to be involved in outreach in our region. I think we need to have ICANN factoring all the outreach they need to do, and not just talking about new GTLD, but also about what At Large is doing and how At Large it's organized. If not, it will be a loss of energy and time. And we have to take this train, even if it's not the train we wanted to have at the beginning.
Thank you, Sebastian, and I'm sure we have nothing but affirmation, particularly from the regional leaders around the table. Going backwards, might I ask who from Lac Ralo? Dev, you're the one who's going to be responding to the round robin?
Yes, from the Afralo side, what we are more concerned is about on the engagement and the education of the ALSs. We think that, ALAC should give a priority to have, firstly, more ALSs recruited. Secondly, we want at ALAC to be able to go on capacity like... unfortunately, we are not able to do to have the capacity building program in Nairobi, but I would recommend that ALAC goes on capacity building program, especially for AFRALO, for African ALSs, so that we have ALSs which are able to understand the issues that are the issues. Pertaining to At Large and ICANN. So from the AFALO side, I think that it is important that we have education of ALSs and then recruitment of much more ALSs together with capacity building. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Dave. Can we also put a marker on that for discussion later in the day as well? Because I think that's one of those areas which we may be needing to revisit a couple of times, right down to things like outreach material and how we can work smarter, not harder, and share resources, look at with the new radio pods, how we can perhaps have information going to the excellent work that ICANN is now undertaking to try and get communication as a closed loop as opposed to a one-way direction, which seems to be the issue now. Sylvia, go ahead.
Hola a todos. Quería decirles que quizás alguna de las respuestas sobre este tema se pueda o que va a quedar aclarado en la presentación que voy a hacer hoy a la tarde, porque parte del programa que estamos pensando, el proyecto que estamos organizando.
Okay, technical issue. We have no problem for the Spanish coming through into the English channel, but the French channel is not getting appropriate translation. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm listening to the English channel and hearing the Spanish, I believe. Oh, yes.
Entonces, quería, voy a repetir, creo que alguna de las de respuestas a estas preguntas que se están cuestionando ahora quizás tengan solución en el proyecto que SIVA y yo estamos organizando y levantando informaciones, ya que hoy a la tarde les voy a presentar un programa de outreach no solo para sobre la LAC y las organizaciones, las ALS, sino un programa de toda ICANN, ICANN en su totalidad. Entonces quizás alguna de las respuestas sobre esto vengan a partir de que de ese proyecto, si es que ese proyecto es aprobado y implementado. Sorry.
Time out. A little towards the end of that conversation, we got multiple language coming through at least the English channel, and right now I'm hearing Spanish as well. So there is something going disastrously wrong. And the French channel didn't happen at all. Sylvia, I apologize so much. It is difficult enough for people to sit around tables and present and to do public speaking. I think we know that public speaking is one of the most feared things for people, and I apologize that these technical hitches are day one. We can only get better. I'm quite sure that they're working very hard to make all the magic happen in the booths, but I am going to have to ask you to at least the latter part of what you were saying to try again. My apologies. They are working their hardest, though. Thank you.
It's okay. Resumiendo, hoy a la tarde voy a presentar yo y SIVA en forma remota un proyecto que estamos organizando sobre un programa general de outreach sobre ICANN, no sobre solamente ALAC, todo ICANN. Estamos organizando un programa. Si este programa es aprobado, sin duda que las organizaciones, las ALS, van a recibir apoyo para programas educativos. Entonces creo que parte de lo que estaban comentando ahora va a ser solucionado si este programa es apoyado. O sea que vamos a esperar de que, esperanzosos de que así sea, y todos vamos a ser beneficiados. Solo eso.
Carlos, go ahead.
Gracias. También nosotros hoy, el Working Group de Participación y Compromiso tiene una presentación que hacer esta tarde. Seguramente también allí nosotros vamos a poder mencionar algunas cosas que, si las hacemos ahora, serían entonces redundantes cuando las volvamos a mencionar esta tarde. Por eso me parece que ahora me callo y hablamos esta tarde.
Okay, thank you, and I think it's a very important topic, and one that, whilst Dave, I recognise, is going to be an almost universal need through each of the regions. It is as big and as an important topic as we have had since we began in this multi-regional model with ALSs. It's an ongoing challenge. It's one that we can only do our very best to try and meet. But there's enormous opportunities now in a post-AOC world that weren't in existence several years ago. So it's one of those situations where those of you who've been around this table for a while, please don't feel, oh, here we go again. Sometimes we do have to hasten slowly and continue working on some topics to eventually get through. Okay. Can I ask for Lacralo? Dev, is that going to be you or Carlos or Andres? Who is going to throw some of the LACRALO micro-strategic planning and desires to the table. Dev, go ahead. Thank you, Dev.
Thank you, Chair. I think what has also been mentioned, outreach is really important to us, and it's one of our, I think our key goals is to get more ALS representation in countries, because out of 33 countries in the LACRALO region, we only have ALS is from 13 countries. So we're looking forward to hearing what Sylvia and Carlos are going to say about engagement and outreach and what together we can do to really do this globally, for not just for the LACRALO region, but for all the global at large.
Thank you, Dev. And what might be interesting, if we can, I'd really appreciate a little tally from each of the regions on countries within your regions versus countries with ALSs in your regions. It builds on the work that Rudy and Ron are doing with the CCTLD community. But it struck me when I was looking at Africa that you actually have 50% penetration in a continent that has a huge number of countries. And I'm not sure that message has got beyond these rooms, and we might want to market that a little bit more intelligently. Who is going to throw the URALO cards on the table? Sebastian, thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess we have the same question than the other region, how to have more ALS, especially in a country where we have no ALS today, and that's particularly true for the eastern part of our continent. Our hope at the beginning of 2 years ago and 1 year ago, it was that we will have new ALS coming from those regions, from this region, but it's not yet really the case, even if we have individual, we used to have individual involvement from those regions, and we need to work on that, and the fact that there is no real program for outreach, that we need always to struggle to have any meetings at the regional level or any participation from our leadership to any meetings going on at the regional level, it's very painful. And I am sure that our African colleagues make a very good job here during this meeting, and we will see that this evening. But I know the amount of effort they have to put to organize that, and it's not fair. We need to have smooth possibility to organize what our African colleague will organize today, and what we need to organize for the Brussels meeting, and what our colleague from LACRALO will have to organize for the end of this year. Really, it's absolutely mandatory. It's why I was struggling about the question of the strategic planning, because everything is starting from there. My second point, and I am sure that a lot of our colleagues from other regions will support that, we need more involvement of women in, and I apologize that I have to say that here, because in Europe I don't see too much leadership from women today and for tomorrow, because what we have to prepare is the next generation, and the next generation, even if it's not the generation, it's the next 2 or 3 years. A lot of us are already in this loop of at large from 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Maybe that's the time for others to come, but where are they? And especially women are not there, and that's a big concern for us. I guess that's the main point. I would like to add one. It's that I really would like to factor the work done in the different region about the leaflets, about the marketing tools, about whatever you want to call that, because I don't think we really need to reinvent the wheel in each region. And furthermore, I think there are meetings going on in each region who concern the world. That means that in each and every regional document, we need to have the other region, because I just want to take one example. When there is a IGF consultation in Geneva, we and Olivier and Wolf, who were there, and Rudy, who was there, we had a lot of conversation, even with possible ILS not from our region. And I think it's good, except if you say, just take care of your region. We try to engage every possible ILS from the world, but we don't have the material. When we say, hey, you can go, yeah, but it's to Eurelo, and that's not good. And I guess you have the same thing in your region. And we need to find a way to have something done at the worldwide level and something at the regional level. I think it's important. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sebastian. And I think there's a couple of macro take-homes there and something that, as in a moment, I'm going to ask Mandy Carver from Global Partnerships, who's a very brave and wonderful woman who I love dearly and is good enough to drag herself from the audience and sit in the hot seat unannounced and unplanned. So we do appreciate that, Mandy. And you and I should talk later about drowning.
Yeah.
That's an in-joke, and I do apologise. But what I would like to do is continue on to the other regions, but just take a note. That word IGF came up there, and that's something that Global Partnerships is very, very involved with. And I know that there is so much opportunity with the regional IGFs when they occur. For example, as we will hear from Tijani from Africa, that is another golden opportunity for what couldn't happen here to still happen in this regional internet ecosystem that we are such an important part of. So I think if we just highlight that as one of those macros, and that perhaps we should be putting in standing in our micro strategic planning, that we are to be considered part of that natural process of being involved in local IGFs. Before I go to Afralo, because I did say I would go in reverse alphabetical order, I think AP is going to be the next cab off the rank. So, Les, Asia Pacific, it's all up to you. Hopefully we have a microphone that might work. Okay, just stretch. We'll just see China and the Pacific Islands work very closely now.
Ah, cheers. Apologies for the technology. Thank you, Cheryl. Apollo faces a particular challenge, which is... Hello?
I'm sorry, we actually have French coming through on the English channel. Can I ask, is there someone here from translations? Okay. In 30 seconds, someone who is going to explain this dog's breakfast to me might be able to explain to us all what is going on and what challenges we may need to meet and what we will have to do to get around it. So if we can have English through channel 1... and we can have French through channel 2, and we can have Spanish through channel 3, that will be a start. Back to you, Les.
Oh, apologies for that delay. Apralo faces a particular challenge, and I think it's peculiar to this RALO, and that's diversity. We've got, about the same as others, we've got 21 ALSs, but we cover a large geographical area. We've got... multiple languages and cultures. We've got multiple scripts. We've got vastly varying populations in the countries that make up or ILSs belong to. And finally, we've got different access problems or different access challenges, which, of course, we have fortresses and non-fortresses, and I won't... They're very newsworthy at the moment. And these, in turn, drive our focus of what we'll be doing in the next, over the next period, or it could be the next financial year, which is July 2010 to June 2011. And one of the most importance we see is the importance of IDN, and we must address that. In addition, the new GLTDs and the new CCTLDs, the great problem of scripting variables must be addressed. And we've got harmonizing ALSs. We've got ALSs which are come to the table with quite structured, formalized approaches, and we've got others who are take pride in their individuality, and we must address both of those. We must harmonize both of those. And of course, one of our challenges is to increase the ALSs, and perhaps finally we've got to adopt an outreach program, which we're doing, which is to engage with a partner at other international and regional meetings and start to work with participating in global events. Perhaps we're thinking perhaps of a booth somewhere at one of the expos. We're thinking perhaps working closely with Apricot, and again to promote the presence and the good work and the principles of ICANN. So I think it's a sort of a rather a busy agenda, and certainly a busy wish list. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Liz. Do we have the interpretation issues? Okay, there we go. Whenever the magic happens, the explanation will shortly follow. Liz, one of the issues, and I know I'm going to harp on this, and perhaps Hong would like to come in on this particular argument, so I'm slightly removing my chair's hat into my Asia-Pacific role. When Liz outlined the diversity in language and script, please, those of you who work in large lumps of countries that do all happen to be Francophile or not, imagine the challenges in Asia Pacific. We have billions of new internet users going to come online. And we have, if memory serves, the other side of 50 entirely discrete official languages. It is a plethora, or Pandora's box, depending on how you look at it. And Hong, some of the challenges that we have in terms of variance and what Les was saying about IDNs and variance, I was hoping you might pick up on and explain a little bit of why that is so important to the CJK, the very, very vital core of Asia-Pacific regional at large organisation at the moment, but why it's also important to those countries that will be coming online as we do our outreach. So if you don't mind, Hong, I'll throw to you one moment.
Thank you, Chair. I guess Liz made a very comprehensive presentation from a regional perspective, and Cheryl's intervention is absolutely terrific. It captures the two key issues. One is how to do outreach in such a diversified region. Another one is the importance of internationalized domain name to enable more people to more effectively use the Internet. For outreach, I can see this is a two-front task. One is to engage more effectively with certified at-large structures. There are totally 21 at-large structures in our region, and not all of them are very active in our regional large organization activities. Another front is to reach out the regions or countries that know a large structure exists. Well, for outreach, for engagement, what I can see, the translation or interpretation is an extremely important issue. And Cheryl correctly referred to the huge diversity in our region. There's so many language, scripts, cultures, regions. And ICANN's translation and interpretation policy so far has its obvious limit when it's applied to Asia-Pacific region, especially for interpretation. When Teresa went to AP Relo for public consultation, I raised the issue. I guess I got support from Cheryl. That is, for document translation, of course, it's important for us to acquire information, but for people to participate, to speak out, it would be more effective to have the translation, to have the interpretation available. But so far, we have in this room, it's obvious, with French, Spanish, translation. Where is translation for the Hindi? but that is a big limit for the Asia-Pacific people to participate in the policy debate. So I do hope the interpretation policy could be improved tremendously. Another front that's on internationalized domain name, Cheryl is very, very right. It's very different from the European or the Latin scripts in Asia-Pacific region, especially in Asia. We have some special scripts, and Latin script is totally different from that. I guess English is not the prerequisite for people to be engaged in the internet. But this has become a kind of a digital divide. It's become a bar preventing people from effectively use the internet. We're happy to see the ICANN's new fast-track CCTLD, ID and CCTLD initiative, and so far four IDN fast-track CCTLDs have been approved, three from the Middle East, one from Russia, no one from East Asia, especially from CJK Group, which needs IDN in most pressing way. So I guess this is another key issue we really want to raise to ICANN. What is the reason for the delay? It is obviously delay the implementation of internet in these non-English-speaking, non-Latin script-using regions. The last point I want to raise is that in Asia-Pacific, a large organization, in Iperillo, we are now thinking about to use some internet tools, the new technology to attract young people to engage with our organization with ICANN issues, especially use the Google, the internet online map, the Twitter or Facebook, because it's a fast-growing internet population, and most of them are very young. So I guess the new technology will attract them. And we've learned there will be some regional IGF meeting happening possibly in Hong Kong before Brussels meeting. But we haven't got any briefing on that. I hope the people who know the information will tell us what is going on and who is organizing that. Right, thank you very much. Back to you, Ms. Chair.
Thank you, Hong. And of course, the irony of discovering something as important as a regional IGF happening in Asia Pacific, smack bang in the last quarter of an already finalised budget, raises obvious issues. So what we may need to do is look at future planning and contingency planning based on what our recommendations for ALAC improvements say we need to do. So it's very clear that if a type of activity is running in a particular region, we have an interest and at least a potential for us to attend. I have Alan, and then did I see Dev? No, I saw Adam, sorry. Go ahead, Alan.
Just as Hong was talking, I suddenly came to a realization. We've always talked about how unique Asia-Pacific is in that it covers a huge geographic range. And I suddenly now understand why it was set up this way. It's allowed us to take all the difficult languages, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Arabic, and a whole bunch of other ones, and put them all in one region. Now, one can question whether that was to make it easier to focus on or easier to forget about. But.
Thank you for that very amusing and depressing
Sorry,
thought.
And Hindi.
Well, there's a lot more than Hindi. What, we've got 22.
No, I missed that one.
Okay. Thank you, Adam, while I'm giggling away. And then we do have Christina in the room, and she's going to explain to us how we need to do the care and feeding of the interpretation for this meeting. Adam, go ahead.
Oh, good morning. It's Adam, and very quickly about the Asia-Pacific IGF. Like most things that start with volunteers, they start with volunteers, and it's got to start somewhere. And so a few people got together and decided to organize a regional IGF for the Asia-Pacific region, and the first meetings to really discuss that were held at Apricot about a week ago. So the reason you haven't heard about it is because you can't hear about something until something has been spoken about, kind of thing. So it's just a matter of fact that this is a very new process. And it will be held, hopefully, 15th, 16th of June in Hong Kong. And that's about all the information I have, and I'm supposed to be a member of the core team. So, yeah, it's early days, so you'll hear more as we know more.
Thanks for that, Adam, but it's actually very vitally important what you said, because what I'm hearing in that is our need to plan both strategically in the micro-strategic planning that our regions and the at-large advisory committee needs to do, and in how we have input and hopefully some output from budgetary planning at ICANN for some level of spontaneity or reactivity. At the moment, we have this crystal ball gazing activity, and really good ideas being in a responsive and fast changing thing called the internet just don't fit into 1 July, 30 June puddles, let alone and 12 months out of that very neatly. So that we might need to look at some form of general ability to be more reactive and responsive to various things that might be happening. Christina, can you come and tell us how we need to make our lives so much easier with French and Spanish and English and things?
Okay. First of all, I'd like to apologise for what's going on today.
And I hate to tell you, but you're actually going to have to use a mic.
Oh, I thought I was, strong enough.
No. Nothing. We have remote participation, and we also don't have any chance of any of the interpretation happening unless it goes through one of these mics.
Okay, I'm so sorry about
That's
that.
That's okay. Dig in.
Okay. First of all, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry for the difficulty on receiving the right interpretation. What's going on is, although it might sound simple when I explain it to you right now, it is actually very complex. The settings here at the... Okay. The settings... Working? Yeah. The settings here at the KICC are very old, are from the 60s, and the problem with that is that the...
Now, as suspected, these don't work. That was part of the challenge. You can take that and put it somewhere.
So, I'm okay. It's like I'm talking to my children when I'm like this, trying to convince them not to do something.
No chance with this crowd. Go on.
Well, the problem is, as I was saying, that the settings here are from the 60s. And what we are lacking in this setting is the interface that will allow from one booth or from one language to the other to receive the English feeding back to be able, like, for example, when somebody's talking here in Spanish, they receive it in the one booth, the Spanish booth, and they be able to interpret into English. But the English is not going into the French booth because, the technology is not there. We're working on that. We have contracted other people to bring us, more sophisticated booths, let's say. So hopefully we'll be set up later on if everything arrives as we're hoping it will arrive. We'll be able to set up everything so that problem won't happen anymore. So sorry about that. We are kind of limited to what, the country and infrastructure was offering. And that's what we're trying to deal with right now. But hopefully, for the days to come, you'll be listening and being able to hear all the translations and interpretations. Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. And we do appreciate the efforts. Many of us were in this room yesterday and saw the heroic efforts that were going on to try and set up. But let's hope by the time the main show starts, all the bugs will have been ironed out with the at-large community. See, we are useful for something. Before I toss to Mandy, I would love to give our host region, Afralo, the floor. Go ahead, Tijani.
Thank you, Cheryl. To save your time, I will not repeat what the other region said. I think that participation is one of the very important and one of the main concern of ICANN. Pardon? So, it is one of the most or the main concerns of ICANN. We have now a board committee on participation. That means that it's very important. And I hope that it will be interpreted into actions. We don't need only to be concerned about it. We have to do things to make it implemented. And what all the regions said, I agree. Concerning the participation. I especially want to second what was said from Aparado concerning the participation of the ALSs. We have also 21 ALSs, but how many are really involved and I can process. I don't want to give a figure because it's a shame.